I brought you your coat.
All right. And what if I give it to you right now? What do you say?
Thank you. I carry it myself.
Well, in connection with bring, what do you...
I brought you your coat.
All right. When you carry water, or when you... Yeah, let's say right now. When you brought in this Coca-Cola just a few minutes ago, you could have said, here, I'll...
bring you a Coke.
Okay. That coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
did fit.
All right, what's another way of terming that?
Fit perfectly last year.
Your old clothes wore out. You would have to buy...
new.
Okay.
Clothes.
If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them what?
It makes them heavy and bulgy.
Yeah. The car did what in hot water? You know, when something isn't sanitized. What's another word?
Shrunk.
When a girl goes to a party and getting ready, you say she likes to what?
Get dressed up.
Okay. What do you call the small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry? You know, that thing that we
carry all, suitcase, handbag.
What's some more?
Overnight bag.
What about just the small one? You know?
Duffel bag.
No, pocketbook. All right. What's another word for pocketbook?
Bag? No.
Bag? What else? Would you say the word purse?
Purse, yes. Right. That's what we used to say all the time, purse.
What do some women wear around their wrists?
Bracelets.
Okay. What do some women wear around the neck?
Chains, lockets.
What's some made out of little pearl-looking things? What do you call those?
Pearl necklace.
A necklace, but what's another word for it?
Lavalier.
All right,
and diamond lavalier.
A diamond lavalier. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the word lavalier?
In 1917, when I married, the first Christmas, my husband gave me a diamond lavalier. It had three diamonds in it. Three little pendants and had three diamonds in it, and they were called lavaliers. Mm-hmm. And had a yellow gold chain.
I didn't know that. Well, when you were a youngster and you heard the word lavalier, is that a particular type of necklace?
Yes.
Or
is
it just any?
Oh, yes, no. Oh, no. It's just a particular. It could be beads, or it could.
Yeah, it could be beads, or what? No?
I don't think so. I think it has to be something on a chain. I believe it has to be, as I understood it.
No, chain. What do men wear to hold up their trousers, or what did they used to wear?
Galluses.
Okay. What do you put hold over you when you go out in the
Umbrella.
And what's that thing you put on your bed at night, you know, to or after you've made it up?
Bedspread. Canopane. We call them canopanes.
Do you know where the word canopane comes from?
No.
Comes from?
No.
That's on this.
Yes, I think I do. I heard my mother say when I was a child that her mother told her that her mother's, that would be my great-grandmother, said that they spun and wove. The men raised the cotton.
Yes, ma'am.
And they took it to the mill and had it fluffed. And the women spun and wove these items. And because they wove it on a counter and they put it on the bed, they called it canopin. Canopin.
Canopin.
Canopin.
Is that right?
That's right.
Hmm. Wow. That's here in this list.
Uh-huh.
What do you put your head on at night?
Hello.
Okay. Do you remember using anything other than the pillow, anything, you know, like a
bolster.
A bolster.
Yes.
What is a bolster?
Well, when I was growing up, you had great big pillows, in other words,